Good morning. Today I'm going to talk about how to study. Now you probably think you know all about that, right? You've been studying for years, and I expect some of you are fantastic at studying, really organized and good at concentrating. But there's always room for improvement, and your exams aren't far away, so these tips are for all of you. Right, so what's the best way to study? Well, first of all, it's a good idea to have some kind of plan or timetable. This could be for the week or a longer revision timetable for an exam, from 1 month to 6 months. Yes, if you're studying for an important exam, it's important to think long term. Draw up a timetable, but revise it often. If it's not going to plan, you may have to rethink it. Next, think about your environment. Make sure the place where you're going to study is comfortable with enough light, air, etc. Not too hot, not too cold. Make sure there are no distracting noises around, such as television. If you think you concentrate better listening to music, experiment and see if it's really true. Some people really do seem to work better with music in the background, especially classical music. But for many people, it spoils their concentration. However, if you have to work near a TV, you might have to use headphones to play music to drown out the sound of the TV. In this case, find out what kind of music works best for you. Maybe something without words. By the way, you might think you work fine with the TV on, but again, experiment. You might be surprised at how much better you work away from a TV. Oh, and the other thing is the internet, text messages, Twitter, Facebook, etc. Forget about all of that while you're studying. No, really, you can ignore it for an hour or so. It won't be the end of the world if you don't reply to a message immediately.